It's been another brilliant week at breakfast. Thank you very much for joining us at the 7. And thank you very much for listening, stroke downloading this podcast, the highlights of some of the this week's show. It was my birthday week as well, so a little bit crazy on Wednesday, but it was all fun. Thank you very much to all the cards and emails and texts saying happy birthday. Much appreciated. Remember, you can follow the 7 and the shows if you're on the social networks at the 7 on Twitter. If you're on Facebook, just search for the 7. Anyway, let's do it. Here's this week's breakfast show podcast.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
At the BAFTA Awards, of course, the King's Speech was the big winner after picking up several awards. Congratulations to the team. Ironically, though, during his acceptance speech, Colin Firth didn't make one single mistake. It was a perfect speech there. but well done. Good film. You like that film, don't you?
I love that film.
As always with most films, I haven't yet seen it.
You have to see it.
I know. The last film I went to watch, I think, was Forever Young with Mel Gibson. That's how long it's been since I've been to the cinema.
Neil Bentley.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
Can you believe it is Valentine's Day already?
I know.
I tell you. Right, it is time for the birthdays now. Today with Bruce. For you, Bruce.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
That threw me.
Jupiter, Jupiter.
J'adore.
J'adore. Chami lever. J'adore. Je suis bonny. I don't know. I don't speak French. I can only say un, deux, trois, and bonjour. And that's about it for my French.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Thank you very much. We've got to get rid of that. It's putting me off. Right. Okay. Today, is it Jimmy Hoffa's birthday? Is he with us or sadly no longer with us?
With us.
Sadly no longer with us. Jack Benny, the comedian.
No longer with us.
Are you correct? He would have been 117 today. Frederick Douglass.
No longer with us.
193 he would have been today. Well done. Right, Darren Bennett. Is he with us or sadly no longer with us?
With us.
He is the dancer of Strictly. 34 today. Happy birthday to him. Now, here's one. It's Dean Gaffney's birthday today from EastEnders. It is his birthday. How old is Dean Gaffney? I know he does have quite an old face. I'm just going to chuck that out there, but how old?
Dean Gaffney off everything.
Yes.
34.
Not bad, 33 today. Good.
Do that.
Good guess on that one. Right, it was today, February the 14th, back in 1477, that the first Valentine's card was ever sent.
I think you've made that up.
You would be wrong. It is true. It was today, back in 1477, in Norfolk, of all places, that the first Valentine's card was sent, presumably to a sheep or something. I don't know.
Neil Bentley.
A lot of people say, my girlfriend included, that I'm not the sort of romantic person. But, you know, here's another romantic tip, gentlemen, for this Valentine's Day. Apparently, Dirty Dancing, the film... I've had the death. Apparently, that is the nation's favourite chick flick. So maybe if you are planning a bit of romance tonight, then a bit of Dirty Dancing is what you'll put on there. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm
just saying.
Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying that's what I'm going to do now this evening. That's tonight's film sorted. Because apparently that's the film that ladies like most.
So I like Bridget Jones.
That's not... Well, I suppose it is romantic.
It is!
Anyway, what's your favourite film, ladies? Let us know, and then I can tell the gentleman which film to put on this Valentine's night. Don't mean that the gents have to actually sit there and watch it with you, but it's on.
Breakfast Podcast.
According to research last week, garlic may be an aphrodisiac. I know. I'd sort of share that with you, ladies and gentlemen, on this Valentine's Day. So I'm not entirely sure I believe this, though, but I'm going to give it a try today. I'm going to eat a whole clove of garlic. Just going to the sales office and see, you know, that's, if I've still got the mojo. I suspect the girls are going to turn me away. Because, of course,
most
one thing that garlic has is that immense stink.
Breakfast Podcast.
Carly, I've decided that you and I should go for a Grammy award. We've discovered something this morning, Shropshire, that the Grammys, obviously not, we wouldn't get a major Grammy. We're not that good.
Nah.
Pretty good. But there are some other categories there that never get the promotion. You spotted a category I think we should enter.
Yes, absolutely. Number 60.
Yeah.
In the list. Best Regional Mexican Album. had no nominees.
Right.
Because there were fewer than 10 artists entered into the category, so they don't announce any nominees or any winners.
We could... So... That's a category. We could make a Mexican song.
Yeah.
Just wear a sombrero, eat some nachos, maybe a little... trumpet. That's
tequila!
Us. Next... Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Next year, you and I, we could do this. We could be Grammy winners.
The or best, just nominees.
Oh, well, that'll do for me.
That'll do.
Grammy nominated for the best regional Mexican album.
Love it.
I think I'm there. Get your trumpet, get your sombrero. Let's do this.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Here's a concerning story, actually, this morning. A schoolgirl is apparently Britain's worst binge drinker. She's only 15 years old.
Oh,
bless
no.
her. Doctors have told her that she'll kill herself if she continues to drink at such a rate.
Yeah.
And she said, it's fun and I don't plan to stop. Now, the only thing I'm thinking in my head, when I was 15, there were other things to do which were fun.
Yeah.
You were 15. When I was 15, still playing Conkers was fun. Do you know what I mean? So I do feel really sorry, but it's a big thing in the newspaper today for this girl. But I just hope they get her help, because we know drink isn't fun.
No.
It's no. No, she wants to come and spend a day with me, and then she'd realise you don't need to drink
no.
to have a laugh.
This is party central
it
right
is
in this studio.
Right in this studio here. In fact, let's get some tunes on the go.
Breakfast Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
Today with Danny.
Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm okay, didn't see you yesterday. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thanks, Neil.
You're
Where's
welcome.
Where's my card?
Anyway, Claire Short, is she with us or sadly no longer with us?
I think she's with us.
Yeah, the MP, 65 today. Desmond Leo Haynes, with us or sadly no longer with us?
With us?
Yes, the cricketer, 55 today. Mikey Craig.
Mikey Craig. He sounds like someone on Big Brother.
Yeah, he does, but he's not.
Is he with us, though?
Yes, he is.
Woo!
The bass player with Culture Club. I'm just demonstrating there.
Like your bass
obviously
playing.
Not to the listeners, but
air
just
guitar.
Today, how the air guitar works. 51 today. Michael Easton.
Still air guitaring.
Yeah.
With us? I don't know.
Yes, 44 today. Well done. Right, it is Jane Seymour's birthday. I can only ever remember Jane Seymour as Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Right.
That's always in my head. But anyway, the question is, how old is the very beautiful Jane Seymour?
Very beautiful.
Mm.
54.
She is the big 6-0 today.
Oh!
I know.
I bet she's having a party.
I bet she is. Right, it was today, February the 15th, back in 2005, that YouTube was launched.
No.
Is that true, or has Neil made that up this
morning? It must
have
been earlier. I'm saying no.
Oh, Danny, you're wrong. Oh. It was today in
really?
2005. I know.
2005?
It doesn't seem like only 6 years that we've been wasting our lives
yeah.
away watching images of... cats walking into patio doors, people tripping into swimming pools.
How did we live before YouTube? Wow.
I don't think there was a pre-2005, no. to be honest with you. There you go. So well done, you.
Breakfast Podcast.
Thank you very much, Carly. Of course, the royal wedding this year.
Yeah.
That is right. Prince William has asked Prince Harry to be his best man. Now, as we all know, one of the most important jobs a best man has to do is organise the stag
mm-hmm,
do.
Mm-hmm.
As we also know, Prince Harry, he likes a party!
Yeah.
I think this could possibly be the best royal stag do ever.
So good.
You know, the usual strippers, tequila slammers, etc, etc. And then usually the groom ends up getting tied naked to a lamppost. So,
that could
so
be
we
interesting.
Might, we might get to see the crown jewels after all.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
It's 7:48, birthdays and celebrations coming up in just a little while. Do you know anybody celebrating today?
I do.
Who?
You!
Yay! Ah. That was possibly the cheesiest bit of this show ever.
I know.
0333456077. In all fairness, though, talking about birthdays, you bought me two very practical birthday presents. I have tweeted the picture of these, so get on our Twitter this morning, @The7, and have a look at the picture. A stapler.
Yeah, yeah.
And a hole punch.
Mm-hmm.
Because in all fairness, I do staple every day when I make notes and things, I put them in a folder.
Yep.
And I have to go to the, all the way down the corridor.
It's
to
miles
the office.
Away.
It's about 3 miles.
It is.
And get the whole punch of the statement. You have bought some for this studio.
I know.
How much do you want to bet that by tomorrow, somehow, these will have made it into the office anyway?
Yeah, probably.
Neil Bentley.
So, pow, China in your hand. I have purposely this morning, Shropshire, opened the microphone fader at Ruth's side of the desk while she's eating Pringles.
I had to take that one back out.
Oh, no, no.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that birthday thing.
See what I'm working with here? I mean, really? It's supposed to be my birthday and you're just jabbering your face full of Pringles.
I
don't know. I am only joking, my darling. It's time to see how well you know your celebrities. We will start today with Jeremy Bullock, the actor with us, or sadly no longer with us.
With us.
He is 66 today. Happy birthday to him. James Ingram, the singer. Yeah, I'll be there. That's my impression.
No longer with us.
James Ingram is 59 today. Ooh, so close yet so far. Ice-T, the rapper.
With us.
Yeah, he's now on some like CSI New York or something ridiculous.
Is he?
Yes, I know. He's celebrating 53 today. Now, it is June Brown's birthday. Dot Cotton, the oldest actress in the world. The question is, how old is Dot Cotton?
Crikey. I reckon... 73. No.
No.
84.
She is 84. Wow. Yes. Yeah. You can have a Pringle for that. Well done. Right. It was today, back in February the 16th, back in 1887, that Victoria celebrated 50 years as Queen. Is that a fact or have I made that up this morning?
Fact.
Was it on my birthday? Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. Well done to you.
Neil Bentley.
Now, far be it from me to get political or here on the show, but we think the best decision ever has been made in Downing Street this week. Indeed. Larry. Larry the cat.
He's moved in.
Larry the cat has moved in because apparently they have problems with rats in Downing Street. This was the other week. A massive dirty rat was
spotted.
More than
one, though.
I know, on Downing Street. But yeah, so now they've got Larry the cat to chase the mice and the rats away.
So, he is so cute.
He is cute. But there we go. So yeah, rats in Downing Street. Who'd have ever guessed, eh?
Breakfast Podcast.
Let's see if I can just get this working. Tanya sent us a text message this morning. And I opened the text message. It had a picture of a monkey on it. And then I realised there was a play button. So
we did stare at the picture for quite a while before we realised it was a video.
Trying to figure out why Tanya would send me a picture of a monkey. Was she calling me a monkey? I don't know. But anyway. The monkey singing.
Yeah.
Yay! Thank you very much, Tanya Shaw. Well, that's all about Tanya, but you made us chuckle this morning.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Now, I'm not even making this story up, but One Direction from the X Factor and band in their own right are bringing out today their autobiography.
Oh, bless them.
Now, they're all between the ages of 17 and about 19.
Yeah.
And they're bringing out their autobiography, which, okay, fine. Now, I don't mind that at the moment. I didn't know this was happening, but it does say on the story today that there will be, you know, stories from their past, their influences, etc., etc. Now, they've only had 19 short years on this planet, you know, between them. I can't help but feel that Liam Payne, I must get a mention in that book.
You'd think
he better have done. It's looking likely that somewhere I am mentioned in that book. So what's really sad now, I'm going to have to go and buy it, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go and read that. So that'd be quite funny to be mentioned in an
that
autobiography.
Would be great.
So I'm going to call Liam after the show. I'm going to find out if he mentioned me. And if he didn't, I'll be angry.
Breakfast Podcast.
David Cameron will today announce his plans to tackle the benefit culture in the UK. The Prime Minister said one way to achieve this is to make employed people get better pay. Which sort of makes sense, as it were. However, I have read the small print and it does say at the bottom there, except for those working in radio. Sorry.
Neil Bentley.
Danny Wozencroft has just called me sad.
You're a bit.
No!
It was a replacement for immature.
That's no better.
Okay.
We've been having a laugh and a joke in the studio and then Danny says, oh, it's because Neil's sad.
You're saddo.
Enrique featuring Nicole Scherzinger. How very rude going into my studio
like
that. I
apologise.
How dumb have you become?
Yeah. Get my own back now. Good morning. This is the 7, 10 past 8. I'm only one colour, but not one size. Stuck at the bottom, yet easily flies. Present in the sun, but not in the rain. Doing no harm and feeling no pain. Ruth, yesterday, I believe, had a guess at sky.
Sky. Yeah. And I said clouds the day before. Yeah. No, wind, I said.
You said wind.
Is it clouds?
It's not clouds.
Okay.
It's not wind. It's not sky.
Anything to do with the weather?
It's no, except for the fact that it is present in the sun and not in the rain.
Oh, dear. I might need a clue.
Anne says, is it dust or a gust of wind? It's neither of those. So that's not really a clue. That's just more of a statement.
Okay.
I'm going to have to think about that.
I'll think for a clue tomorrow.
I'll get you a clue for tomorrow.
Okay.
Breakfast Podcast.
I couldn't make this up even if I tried. A New Zealand radio station is running a contest where the male listeners can win a wife.
Ah.
I am not even joking. The winner of the contest will be flown to the Ukraine for 12 nights to pick their future wife from a bridal agency.
No!
I'm not joking.
No! That's awful.
But I think you're taking this story at face value. Let's analyse this a little bit more. What is this saying about the New Zealand women if the prize is you've got to go to the Ukraine to choose your future wife? What's that saying about the women of New Zealand? Let's move on.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
I had an email this morning from Rich who said, this is a bit of a long shot, but I was wondering if you could help me. My wife gave birth to our first child on the 31st of January at 7:32, precisely.
Okay.
And was listening to The 7. That's the sort of midwifery service we offer.
I love that.
I hope we provided towels and stuff.
Yes, yeah.
But anyway, basically, he says here it is our favourite radio station. Thank you very much.
Morning.
But she would like to know what song was playing, if possible, when their, I don't know if it's son or daughter, I don't know, was born.
That's amazing.
That is good. Well, I have chased it up and I've looked because here at The 7, like all radio stations, we have to log everything. So I know what's played everywhere, you know, by who and when, why, where and what. Anyway, it turns out on the 31st of January, 7:32, Elton John, All That I'm Allowed, was the song that was being played when you're having your baby. So there's a present, I don't know, for your child's first birthday. Copy of Elton John's All That I'm Allowed.
It's time to get up and start your day.
This is a service we offer to our listeners. Not actual childbirth, though. I can't help you with that.
Neil Bentley.
Simon Cowell has signed a 10-year-old girl he spotted on YouTube and plans to make her bigger than Justin Bieber, who himself is only 16,
something like that.
So Heather Russell wowed the X Factor guru with a self-penned song called Every Step of the Way. But she's only 10 years old. And he signed her up to his record label. I mean, I don't mean to be funny. You'll be hanging around maternity wards next.
Neil Bentley.
Katie Price, the model, has been involved in a car crash after leaving a theatre in London. A car the glamour model was travelling in hit a bollard around 10:45 last night. Police have confirmed that nobody was hurt during the incident. Except for, of course, the bollard's pride.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.